I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Good news on the economy today. U.S. unemployment dipped to 8.5% as American companies added some 200,000 jobs last month. One reason for that? Stepped up production at the nation's factories. Some U.S. businesses that have factories in Mexico are also increasing their output, which means more jobs there, too. In fact, things are starting to look up again for Mexico's export-oriented factories, or maquiladoras. That's especially true for those tied to the aerospace industry. Roxandra Guidi of public radio collaboration Fronteras reports from Tijuana.
Hundreds of buyers and suppliers from the U.S., Mexico, and Europe gathered recently inside an old airplane hangar in Tijuana. They came, briefcase in hand, for the second annual aerospace show. With its 3D simulation stations, the event did a pretty good job showcasing Baja California's preeminence as an aerospace manufacturing hub.
People's perception about what cross-border manufacturing, what maquiladoras are like, is still based upon what was happening in the 1970s and maybe even the 1980s.
Ken Morris is the president of Cross Border Group, a San Diego-based market research firm. Morris says the aerospace industry along Mexico's northwestern border is nothing like the stereotype of overcrowded, low-skill factories.
The fact is that a lot of the factories in, whether it's medical devices, aerospace, electronics, etc., they are built in such a way these days, and they're managed in such a way that they could be put any place on the planet, but they're coming to Mexico.
In the past 5 to 10 years, more than 50 aerospace and defense companies have started operations in Baja, according to Mexico's trade ministry. Most of them are American. They produce everything from electronic components to steel bolts for commercial and military aircraft. These companies employ more than 10,000 high-tech workers, engineers, technicians, and software developers. The companies choose this region for its proximity to the U.S. and to Western ports catering to the Asian markets. But the main reason they come here is simple. The cost of even that highly skilled labor is roughly half of what it is in the States. In San Diego, a senior aerospace engineer makes on average $90,000. In Tijuana, an engineer with similar skills earns between $35,000 to $45,000. Cobham made the move to Tijuana in 1997. The company produces defense systems. Workers dressed in royal blue coveralls sit in groups, looking into microscopes, holding tiny tweezers.
So all this area here is assembly?
Javier Urquizo is a plant manager here.
Over here we do the tuning and testing of the product.
Urquizo can't tell me what the product is. That's classified information, he says.
So after we finalize the assembly, we need to tweak around some components to get the electrical responses required under different frequencies, etc.
The company has to apply for special licenses from the State Department to build those components here in Mexico. That's to make sure the raw materials, parts, and the technology don't get into the wrong hands. Teresa Jesus Rio Ramos is a production supervisor here. She says that aerospace and defense companies offer the most stable, best-paid jobs of all Tijuana maquilas. She makes around $1,800 a month.
Nuestra compañía hasta los esos años, yo siento que es una compañía estable.
I think our company is pretty financially stable. I don't have to worry from month to month whether I'll have a job or not. But that's not true for all maquilas in Tijuana. People get fired and rehired elsewhere all the time.
When asked whether she'd prefer working on the other side of the border, where she could potentially double her salary, Rio Ramos shakes her head no. I've gotten a lot of professional training here in Tijuana, and I've always found a job, she says. I'm not interested in changing the course of my story. For The World, I'm Roxandra Guidi, Tijuana.